Irvin Perk Dalad Mishnah Tes Vizohi Sha Omru Ani Ma'arav Biraglov. And this is the case where Chazal said that an Ani is Ma'arav Biraglov. What case? Like the Rav explains, when a person is on the way and he has no bread, that he is like an Ani. In this case, Amar Rabbi Meir, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. This is the only kula, this person that's Baba Derech, this is the only time he has no bread, and Dafka him, we allow him to designate a place as a Shvisa and consider that an Erev Tchumen. Masha'in Cain, if a person is not along the way, he's not an Ani, he's not a poor person, he has bread. On him, Rabbi Meir held that you need to physically use the bread. Why? Because Rabbi Meir held that the Iker Erev is with bread, and they were only makel by an Ani. Or if a person's on the way, and the way that the Tosfos Yontif learns, what this means is that a person's on the way, even if he has bread, but he's very tired, it's exhausting, it's the end of the day. Yes, we evaluate, can he get to the place, dafka, if he's able to get there, even if he can get there by running, that's good enough, according to the way the Tosfos Yontif explains, based on the Rishonim. But even if he has bread, that's also considered an ani, because he's exhausted, and it's very hard for him to run and get there right now. He's very tired. So according to Rabbi Meir, those are the only cases that were makel. However, what if a guy is just standing in one area and he has bread? Can he be ma'ariv in that same area where he's standing or he's being shavas right now physically? So Rabbi Meir holds no, that you need to put bread there. But Tosfos Yontif explains, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be ma'ariv biraglov in your same spot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ani ve'echad asher, it's also okay. You can be ma'ariv with your legs. The only reason that we ma'arv with pas, normally the best way is not bread. The best way is actually with your body, is where you're staying. The only reason that we allow bread is to be makel on somebody that's an usher, that he can send a shliach, that he himself does not have to go there himself with his legs. Now, the Nakud of the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Yonason explains, what are they arguing about as far as whether bread is the Iker or whether just being there is the Iker? So Rabbi Meir held that bread is the Iker because it's more of a kvias, because let's say a Talmid Chacham is trying to be Shavas in a place, so people will just think he's just walking around learning, but maybe he's really not making his Makom Shvisa there. So when he puts bread in a certain place, that shows a certain kvias. And that's why putting bread is better. Also, a person that's not a Talmud Chacham, that's just, you know, he may be following around his animal, like the Rabbeinu Yonason says, his donkey, and that's why he's in that area. Mehecha Tesi wants to be there for Shabbos. And Rehuda says, Adarabu, that where a person goes is better, because if he has to go out of his way and he's matriach to physically go to a certain place, that shows that he's more tied to that place on Shabbos. Masha Enkein, if he could just send bread with a shliach, he doesn't really have a strong connection. He's not matriach. He's not Moshe Nefesh to go to that place, so that's less of a kvias. Now, what are they actually arguing about, though, Lamaisa? So the way that Tosfos Yontif learns into the Rav, it's hard to read it in, but it seems to be that everybody agrees, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, even an usher that's on the way, even if he has bread, he's considered like an ani if it's like at the end of the day and he doesn't want to get to a place, so he can designate a place somewhere else and say, you know, that fence, that's my area, even if he has bread. As the Tosfos Yontif explains, it's dachuk to say that dafkan ani that doesn't have any bread, he can go designate something 1,000 amos away, but this usher that's got to schwitz and run to get there, no, we don't say that he can do that. He has to physically get there with his bread. It's not so logical to say such a thing. And on the flip side, both Rabbi Meir and even Rabbi Yehuda agree that if an usher is sitting in his own house and he wants to designate an Erev, let's say somewhere else, and it's not the end of the day, he's not tired, there he can't just stop designate another place, because he's not even be Ma'arav Biraglov. There he would have to actually physically send a shliach to send his Erev there. The argument would be if an usher is in the same place that he's trying to make an Erev, and he has food available, he just doesn't do it. So can he be Ma'arav in the same place that he is? According to Behuda, why not? He's being Ma'arav physically in this place because he's actually there. And according to Rabbi Meir, since the Iker Erev is with Pas, you would have to actually use Pas where you are right now, and it would not be an Erev. That's the way it seems that the Tosfos Yontif learns in the Rav.